Chapter 10. More Misunderstandings. The next day, Mrs. Weston received the news that Mrs. Churchill had died suddenly. Emma had never met her, but she was sorry for Frank, and she wondered how his life would change now that his aristocratic aunt was dead. Then a thought crossed her mind. Now Frank would be able to ask Harriet to marry him. Emma stopped herself and shook her head. It was much too soon to be making plans like that. Emma was actually more worried about Jane Fairfax than Harriet. She had been trying to be more of a friend to her. She had written a friendly note to Jane inviting her to spend the day with her at Hartfield. But Jane had written back, politely refusing, and had said she was ill. The next day, Emma sent another note. This time she offered to send her carriage to collect Jane. When Jane refused again, Emma decided to go to Mrs. Bates's house herself. But when she arrived, Mrs. Bates wouldn't let her in. She said that Jane didn't want to see anybody. Later, Harriet told Emma she had seen Jane out walking in the fields that day. Suddenly, Emma realized the bitter truth. Jane hadn't been ill. She just hadn't wanted to see her. About 10 days after Mrs. Churchill died, Captain Weston came to Hartfield and whispered to Emma so that Mr. Woodhouse wouldn't hear him. "Can you come to Randall's this morning?" he asked in a nervous voice. "Anne wants to see you today." Emma became alarmed. "Is she ill?" she asked. "No, no, not at all," he replied. "She's just a little upset, but she must see you alone." "Yes, of course I'll come," said Emma. "But can't you tell me what's happened?" "Don't ask me," Captain Weston answered in a serious voice. "I promised Anne not to say anything. She wants to tell you the news herself." Emma could not contain her curiosity. When she arrived at Randall's, Anne was waiting for her. She tried to smile, but she looked very ill. They sat down by the fire, and Anne took Emma's hand. "Can you guess what's wrong, dear Emma?" asked Anne in a trembling voice. "I'm not sure," said Emma. "Tell me." "Emma, I don't know how to tell you this. Frank Churchill and Jane Fairfax have been engaged for months, and they kept it a secret," said Anne. Emma jumped up in surprise. "I can't believe it," she cried. "Yes, apparently they got engaged last October when they were in Weymouth together," Anne continued, looking at her friend very anxiously. "I'm so sorry, Emma. I know you have feelings for Frank." "I did like Frank at one time, but I don't anymore," Emma replied. "Don't worry about me, Anne." "I'm so glad to hear it," Mrs. Weston said, very relieved. "We really hoped that you and Frank would marry one day. We thought he loved you. Are you sure you're not disappointed?" "No, not at all," Emma said firmly. "But what about Jane? She was going to leave Highbury and become a governess. Why did Frank let her do that?" "He didn't know anything about it," Anne explained. "When he heard the news, he went directly to his uncle's house in Richmond and asked permission to marry Jane. His uncle agreed, and Frank came straight back to Highbury to tell us the news." As Emma walked back to Hartfield, she thought of poor Harriet and how upset she would be to hear this news. Emma was very angry with herself. She had already caused Harriet pain over Mr. Elton. Now Frank was going to marry Jane Fairfax, and Harriet would be heartbroken again. But later that afternoon, Harriet arrived at Hartfield, and Emma noticed that she didn't seem sad at all. "Have you heard the news about Jane and Frank? Isn't it surprising?" she remarked. "Didn't you know Frank was in love with Jane? You can see into everyone's hearts, Miss Woodhouse." Emma knew this wasn't true and felt very uncomfortable. "I didn't know anything about it, Harriet, but I'm very sorry for you. I hope you're not too upset."
"Me?
cried Harriet. I'm not upset at all. Why do you think that? Then she realized what Emma meant. You didn't think I cared about Frank, did you? She asked. What? Cried Emma. Don't you love him? Harriet looked down and said quietly, No. I love somebody else, Miss Woodhouse. He's the best and richest man in Highbury, and I know that you've been friends with him for a long time, but... Harriet, Emma asked quietly, are you talking about Mr. Knightley? Of course, said Harriet. I thought it was clear to you, even though we agreed not to mention his name between us. But I told you I thought he was wonderful. Emma was very confused. But you said how brave and strong he was when he rescued you from that wild dog, she said slowly. Oh, dear, said Harriet. Now I see why you got confused. I was talking about when Mr. Knightley rescued me when Mr. Elton wouldn't dance with me. He was so kind and sensitive to me. Emma couldn't speak, and Harriet continued. I know it's a strange match, but you taught me that strange and wonderful matches sometimes happen. Emma looked down and realized why her hands were trembling. She knew why she was so hurt. She felt it like an arrow darting through her heart. She didn't want Mr. Knightley to marry Harriet. She didn't want him to marry anyone but herself. Emma spent the rest of the day thinking deeply about Mr. Knightley and Harriet. She saw everything clearly now. She had made so many mistakes. She had tried to make perfect matches and organize everyone's happiness. Now she might lose Harriet to Mr. Knightley, and it was Emma who was unhappy. In the evening, Emma sat with her father in the living room. She remembered the evening after Anne's wedding, when they had felt lonely without their friend. Mr. Knightley had come in and cheered them up then. He wouldn't be able to do that now, and it was all her fault. Emma felt the tears flow down her face and didn't try to stop them.